With the break just on its way out, high school sports are back on their way in, and Riverside Wrestling is ready to get back on the mats competitively. Head coach Casey Conover gave his boys some time off before Christmas, but has been hitting the mats running to get his athletes conditioned for a tough schedule ahead in January.
The big thing is just getting back in the kids back in the shape. I did give them some time off to let their bodies heal and let the mind heal a little bit. But the big thing we did was day one, we went right back to our basics and dance motion. So I get in shape and we start focusing on the little things we need to fix.
The Bulldogs teacher Davis Brayman, who has been one of the top wrestlers for Riverside after taking first place in the Western Iowa Conference Tournament before the break. Brayman features drive and persistence, as he never wants to lose out on the mats. His drive has not only helped him become relentless, but the team alongside him.
His drive not to lose, he hates losing. And when you got a kid that hates to lose, that's going to be big-time motivation right there. So, and with his length and his leverage, he gives a lot of 13-pounders problems because he's so tall and lanky. We need to fix some things this break, and we really focused on him fixing the things that we need to fix with him. So we're excited about the second half of the season with him.
Speaking of Brayman's teammates, Taven Moore, Kellen Oliver, and Jackson Gordon all came in third place in the Western Iowa Conference Tournament to help Riverside finish fourth overall in the conference. These three have been major impacts on how the team has improved this season, and are only looking to bring these improvements with them for the quote-unquote second season.
David Moore has had a really good tournament year right now. He's at 150. He's been looking really good. We keep him on the attack. He's a very tough kid to wrestle. He really stepped it up in the room and has really taken charge and really been focusing hard. Kellen Oliver has really took it to the next level. Him and DJ are the same way, and that really, really helps them compete a little bit. Jackson Gordon, I thought, had a nice end of the WIT tournament. There's some things we got to work with him, get going.
Riverside features a very young squad this season with just two seniors, one of whom is in his first year of wrestling. The Bulldogs feature seven juniors who have taken a leadership role that has not only helped the Bulldogs, but brought them to some championship matches.
I think it's a little bit of us just getting a little bit mature and older. You know, like I said, we really have one senior that is wrestling right now in the lineup and with Brian. And, you know, he didn't start wrestling until this year. So teams made up with a lot of sophomores, juniors, freshmen. And juniors are really holding everybody accountable, basically setting the tone. And that's been huge in our practice, is just the junior class we have and their leadership abilities.
On Friday and Saturday, Riverside will be traveling to Kansas City, Missouri for the Joe Crothers Wrestling Invite, as the only Iowa team to get to face off against some different talent from around the Midwest. The Bulldogs are looking to use this as a way to get ready for a tough schedule for the rest of the season and harness their skills in January.
We go to Kansas City January 5th. Again, we're just working on focusing on some things, each individual getting better. You know, and that's a big thing we're doing right now, getting us back in shape, but just breaking down our films and saying, hey, this is where we got to get better.
The tournament will begin at 5:30 p.m. on Friday, followed by the second day of wrestling on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. I'm Zach Kellens reporting.